The Park City School Board, in addition to the $3 million in safety upgrades, has set aside another $1 million this year to address future security items identified by the Security Committee. Superintendent Jill Gilday says the elementary school entryways are secure and the perimeter fencing is done.
You will see fences around each of the schools, and I believe each of the neighborhoods had some input or some feedback as to what those look like and the height of those. I've looked at them, you know, they're fences, right? A fence looks like a fence. Many of them are pretty unobtrusive, though. They blend, which is nice. So it's not the old-fashioned chain link fence that we all think of when we think of fencing.
Business Administrator Todd Hopper says the general contractor Hughes Construction isn't getting the needed electrician bids back due to a lack of interest from the subs.
They're reporting to us that as they go out to do sub work, that they're just not getting either bids back or getting competitive bids back. And this has mostly to do with the subcontractors that are specialty subcontractors. There's just enough work in the valley that I guess they're just not interested in coming up to Park City and taking on a small job.
Hauber says the electrical work needed is somewhat specialized, and they're also waiting on the installation of shatterproof glass.
So it's not just a general electrician, but specialized work that has to do with our security systems and door controls and things like that. So you're looking at low voltage electricians, you know, for doors that lock and magnetize and things like that. We also have had some challenges with getting our specialized glass in place as well.
Gilday says there's a new visitor system for all the schools, which will be live in the next week or so. Elementary school vestibules at the entrances are finished, and they've received bids to construct new entrances for the secondary schools.
There will, in the near coming weeks, the installation of the Raptor visitor system will take place. So what that does is a parent or visitor comes in, brings their ID with them. The ID goes through the system, and then a label is printed for the visitor. So it's good from a risk management standpoint. You know, we know who's in the building, and then we know when they exit.
Hopper says they're working on a couple of alternatives to get the jobs finished, and they don't know how much it will cost.
Those are the two paths, whether we need to go further afield or we need to, when we go through the bidding process, accept the fact that there will be a premium in order to pull subs off of other jobs in the valley and bring them up to Park City.
Hauber says Hughes Construction is familiar with the Park City School District facilities. The materials and software for the electronic locking systems are ready. It's just finding the specialized electricians to do the work. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.